Thousands of people gathered in Center City yesterday for Philadelphia Pride. WHYY's Jimena Condi reports the 31st annual parade celebrated advances in LGBTQ rights over the past 50 years.
The first Pride was a riot. That's the message dozens of marchers wore on shirts referencing the Stonewall riots in New York City, which took place 50 years ago this month.
Windows were broken. Our community took over its streets for the first time.
Philly resident Dennis Creedon says when he first started teaching, he could have lost his job for being gay.
Being able to come and celebrate the fact that you are who you are and you have rights that you didn't have 50 years ago, that's something that we have to really understand as citizens, that your rights, they're only yours so long as the law gives you those rights.
Speakers and attendees say the fight for LGBTQ rights is not over. They cited the current political climate, where the president has issued an executive order banning transgender people serving the military, and in the state of Pennsylvania, where members of the LGBTQ community are not protected from discrimination.
3, 2, 1, happy Pride!
For many, though, the parade was a place to be accepted for who they are. Paige Bowman from Willingboro, New Jersey, says she doesn't like labels, but she does like women. She brought her 11-year-old daughter to the parade.
It just shows her that this is a part of me. This is who I am, and we've come to celebrate.
Bowman wants her daughter to know she can love whomever she wants.
There's people that are going to be behind her, whatever she chooses to do.
Jimena Condi, WHYY News.